And you tuned to Tigerberg on 104 FM. It's a warm and hearty welcome to you on this lovely Tuesday morning, exactly 10 o'clock. And I have a spring in my step, I hope, because I have a young lady here that's absolutely everything about spring, because it's not summer yet. I hope you know that we're still very much in spring. And my absolute joy to introduce to you this morning, Candice Lynn Fortune. Candice, welcome.
Thank you so much, Denise.
I wonder if you can just move your mic a little bit closer to you. It has this lovely arm that you can sort of just pull, and you really don't even have to treat it very gently. Are you well?
Yes, I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great. And Candice, you are in you're a social worker. I've informed the listeners about that.
Okay. Yes,
and,
I am.
And you know what? I saw something on Facebook this morning, so I decided to go to your Facebook page, and this one said, "No one is you, and that is your power." Tell us a little bit about that. What do you mean by that? Because I love it.
I think it just speaks about the element of uniqueness and being unique, and that each person sort of bring something new to the table or something different to the table. And that's what I believe about myself, that we are all individuals, and with our individuality, we are different. And so we each have something different to give and to bring.
Absolutely. And then something else, I've really been investigating you this morning. There's also a lovely quote on your Facebook page, and we'll tell the listeners a bit later about your page. It's the one by UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. It was the one, "I want every child to go to sleep well fed." You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Then you read it. You read it, because I think it's really, really so inspiring.
Oh, okay. I remember posting this. "I want every child to go to sleep well fed and not worry about the next meal or the next. I want every child to have primary health care. I want every child to be protected by adults and to take for granted the kindness of adults and never to be treated like adults."
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's break that down a little bit to the listeners.
Yeah. I think the thoughts that crossed my mind, at least when having shared this post by UNICEF, was that often as adults, you often believe that whatever you do counts in the best interest of your child. And that isn't always necessarily true. There are many parents who would much rather push for their own agenda in believing that what they are doing is best for that child, but that might not ultimately be true. And so this quote speaks about not enforcing your role as adult onto that child, and also not enforcing your thoughts and what it is that you think is best onto that child.
En jy is ingeskakel op Tygerberg op 104 FM. My naam is Denise, en saam met my in die ateljee vandag is Candice Fortune. Sy is 'n maatskaplike werker. So Candice, now you have started your own practice. We can't wait to hear all about that. Tell us a little bit more about that. Why did you see it necessary to start a private practice?
Okay, so I am the owner of Private Social Work Cape Town, and it's like you've said, it's a private social work practice, and it's been existent now for, I think, just over 2 weeks, so it's quite new. But in essence, social work is something that I've always been passionate about doing, without a doubt, and social work in South Africa, it is a scarce skill, and with the enormity of social work challenges that exist, it really places my practice and what I do in a value position, and that is that I'm able to cater to the needs of the wider community. And I think that's my element of value that I bring in having a private social work practice, to be able to serve the needs that exist within communities.
Mm. And Candice, how exactly is it going to work?
Okay, so in essence, Private Social Work Cape Town provides a basket of social work services. And the key of all of those services, before I share what they are, is just family preservation services, to preserve the family as far as possible, to preserve relationship, and to really place emphasis and value on relationship. And so the basket of services includes psychosocial assessments that I'm able to compile, and that's just a overall holistic approach to doing an assessment with a minor child or with an adult. I also offer counseling services, whether it is bereavement, trauma counseling to minors or to adults, employee wellness services, fertility and other health support counseling. And then a little bit more toward the therapeutic intervention, I do offer individual therapy, marriage therapy, couples therapy, play therapy to children, family therapy, as well as group therapy. One of the most recent learned skills of mine is the practice of mediation. So I'm able to do family divorce mediation, as also draft parenting plans for parents who are co-holders of parental responsibilities and rights. I'm also at present working in substance abuse related intervention, so I'm able to complete assessments for either private or subsidized rehabilitative care for clients.
Candace, I know these are the really early days, but are there some obstacles that you're already experiencing?
At present, I think it would just be getting myself out there, getting what I do out there. Like I was saying earlier on, I do believe and I know for the fact that there is a huge need that exists within our communities and within society. So it's not that there's no need There's a huge need.
Yeah.
It is just about getting the practice out there, getting the practice name and what it stands for out there in order to have the clients know exactly what private social work I've done is all about.
Yeah. And what are the things that you needed to put in place? You know, office, I know, setting up your Facebook page and those kinds. Yeah. How did that go? How did you approach
it?
Because it's a project.
Yes, it is. A large project. The marketing aspect of things such as the Facebook page and the email setups and all of those marketing related aspects, I think, was probably the last step toward opening the practice. But it was a journey, a 3-month long journey of actively or proactively working toward getting everything in place and just making sure that the practice that exists exists on ethical grounds.
And that also, of course, there's compliancy involved.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, so you needed to take care of that so that all these things, as they say, they don't come back later to sort of fight one.
And that is what the 3-month journey basically entailed.
Yeah, so you're on your way overcoming some of those obstacles?
Yes, I am. I do believe that having now officially settled in my office space and almost having fully furnished that office space, I do believe I've overcome most of those obstacles.
Yeah. And what services would you explained the services, but
yes.
The offices itself, how is that set up?
Okay, so my offices are based at the Uniting Reformed Church head office in Old Belha, and that's at the corner of Watsonia and Sekebos Road in Old Belha. There's secure parking available for clients when they come to see me, and my offices are situated on the second floor in that building. Office space is secure and private, which is in essence part of what social worker to client relationship entails.
Yeah, and the nice, the wonderful thing about that, we know how scarce another scarcity is parking. So now you already have the security of a building such as the one you've mentioned that's been around for decades already. And I almost think there's also a reception area, etc., where guests can be received and the security that you need.
Yes.
Yeah, it's already provided.
So
Candace, so many questions that we have for you. What advice would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs, somebody that's sitting with an idea? You a social worker. I know my mom, when my mom retired as a nurse, a registered nurse, she was, her speciality was, she was a, my mom was a midwife.
Okay.
So when she retired, she asked herself, now what can I do with myself? And there were many gaps where her midwifery could still be used, utilized to the best effect of the community. So what advice would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs like yourself?
The advice I'd like to give to those aspiring to go into business on their own would be probably the advice of some close friends and family that I've received in this over the past few weeks, and that is just to keep pushing and not to give up. So irrespective of how things may look now, just to continue pushing and remember not only what the vision is that you have, but who the vision giver is. And I think that's what's important, to know that success is not really about the amount of money that you're able to make, but the impact and the significance of that impact that you're able to make, which ultimately will lead to success.
And I know being a leader, a magnificent leader like yourself, that there are times that one needs to take the advice of friends and of family, but you're also your own woman. So would you listen to what everybody say, but at the end you make an informed decision?
You decide.
Well done. We are tremendously proud of you, Candace. So what do you appreciate most about being your own boss? Because that's what you you were in organized employment,
yes,
and
I
now
was.
You're your own boss. How, what do you enjoy about that?
I think the thing I'm most grateful for at this stage is being able to work toward fulfilling my vision and my calling for my life, and that's what is significant to me.
You're probably wondering, why am I looking away from you? I'm looking at all the congratulatory messages here, wishing you well, Candace, and others are saying so proud of you, etc. So that's what I'm busy reading here. Candace, some of the other questions that I have for you is, so the road ahead. Right now, I know it's one can't spread it too far.
Yes.
We know the horizon is there. It's a promise in our hearts. It faces us every day. What do you envision for your business?
At present, and throughout the month of December, I am really planning to go full force into the year 2017. I'm not only going to be working in terms of individual clientele and group therapy or group settings, but also spreading it out to the larger community, and that is within the community of Bella, of course, where I was born and bred, and where I'm also now working and living. And so the idea is to work with individuals within group settings and within communities, and to start giving back to the community at large, as also becoming a part of charities within the community. And my aim ultimately with that is to someday be in a position as a private social worker with my own practice to give back to the lesser communities.
So tell us about the opening event. What was that like? Who all attended and how did you experience that?
I actually decided to move the launch of my practice to a later date.
Yes.
I think the beginning or the start of the practice opening was a little bit chaotic in moving in and getting everything in place, because I was only officially able to move on the 1st of November. And so although I aim to have something set in place on the 1st, I first had to get all the chaos out of the way. I am, however, planning to have an official launch soon.
Oh, well, I hope I get invited.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm on that invitation list.
I'm just teasing you, Candace. So where can the listeners get hold of you? If you could give us your social media details, etc. Email would probably also work well.
Yes, with pleasure. So I have a Facebook page that is up and running, and that is Private Social Work Cape Town. Please go onto the Facebook page and see everything that is being posted there that's relevant to the practice and the services that I offer. I've already explained to you where the practice is situated.
Yes.
My email is info@pswct.co.za. So it's info@privatesocialworkcapetown, abbreviated.co.za. And then my contact number is 060-638-4271.
Okay. I think you should just give it to us again.
060-638-4271.
And that's PSWCT, Private Social Work Cape Town, and it's Candace Lynn Fortune, and she's our entrepreneur of the day, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much.
One more question.
Yes.
You've mentioned all the services. What about bereavement counseling? Would that be more on the psychology side, or if needed, would that also be a service that you would eventually be thinking of providing?
It is one of the services that I offer. I think it might just have been missed in the beginning.
Right.
But a part of the counseling packages offered is bereavement or loss counseling.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Well done. Well, this is a soft-hearted woman sitting here in front of us. I can totally understand why you have chosen this vocation in life, to be a social worker. And God bless you. We will definitely be keeping you in our prayers.
Thank you so
and
much.
Just one more time to tell the listeners exactly where you are situated.
I am situated on the corner of Watsonia and Sacred Bush Road, Old Balha. I'm on the second floor. And my email address is info@pswct.co.za. Facebook page is Private Social Work Cape Town. And my contact number is 060-638-4271. Thank you so much.
And you're clearly such an approachable person. I'm sure you're going to have to sit down, clear guidelines of how long your consultation is, because you're the kind of person that one just wants to sit down with that cup of tea and never go home.
I think I need to, at times, just limit myself.
Thank you, Candace. Candace Fortune, our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, Radio Tigerberg and Denise.
Take care.